And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters right here. Let's Talk Hookup right here in San Diego, Southern California. Fish, beautiful Southern California this morning. What a sunrise this morning here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We've got the doctor is in. Dr. Bob Blum, world record holder, world record expert. He's here to talk about all kinds of great stuff and a lot more. And then the one and only Pamela Benzman from Rancho Leonero is here, too. We're going to have a great show talking some fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today's going to be.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We have good friends
right
here in our world headquarters studio here in Point Loma. And Dr. Bob Blum, the doctor is in. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, great to have you. You
Thank
are you. You not only claim to be the IGFA world record expert, you also hold one of the most coveted IGFA records ever, right?
Not really.
Which record is that?
For the Cortez Sea Chub.
Yes. A very distinguished game fish.
Yes. And does that have another name?
Yes, it's Kyphosis elegans. It's the Latin name.
Oh, but I'm talking about like the common name.
That's the only name I know for it.
Isn't that a rudder fish?
That would definitely be a rudder fish. Yeah, okay. It'd be a rudder fish.
Yeah, but that's a class of numerous fish.
Yeah.
The best known one is probably a Bermuda chub.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So how big was your world record Cortez sea chub?
5 pounds, 6 ounces.
Ooh, that's a
beauty.
That's a big rudder fish.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, but of the record that I applied for every year, the average is only about 7 pounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's a lot of unclaimed records, right?
Yes, there are. In the book, there's like 58 line class freshwater, 120 saltwater for line and tippet class, but something like 1,500 all tackle records. And to be an all tackle, it only has to weigh 1 pound and be caught on conventional tackle. And in the world, there's something like 35,000 different fish, of which about 15,000 are freshwater, 20,000 saltwater. Now, half of them will never get to be a pound.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But still, that leaves a lot of fish that could be added to the all tackle.
To the all tackle. Yeah. And how do you do that?
Well, you have to get an application from IGFA.
Yeah.
But not everybody's interested. You know, last year, you know, in the Rancho Llanero tournament, Pam and Phil came in. They have a secret spot that they go to.
Wow.
And Pamela had a pompano. And I looked at it and I said, most of the pompanos we catch down here are African pompanos, but this one is different. And I identified it as a gaff topsail pompano. And I looked up, the record was only like 3 pounds, 6 ounces.
Really?
And this one is much bigger. And I said, Pam, you can have this as a record if you want.
It's a world record, Pamela.
But not everybody's interested. And also, there's another fish that we catch down there called a barred pargo.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And nobody ever submitted a barred pargo for a record.
No, come on, really?
And I saw a picture in Western Outdoor News last week. A guy caught a 22-pound barred pargo.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good size.
That would be a big one.
Yeah, so if he's listening, he can probably still submit it.
Submit it. Now, what do you need to submit a world record?
Okay, first of all, you have to be the only one to touch the rod and reel and line.
Okay.
So there's like a set of angling rules that you need to follow.
Yes, and it has to be weighed on a certified scale. But if you don't have a certified scale, even a Boca, you know, one of those Boca mm-hmm. grips, mm-hmm. you can send it to IGFA and they'll certify.
You can weigh it and then send it in.
Weigh it, measure it. Send a sample of the line and fill out the application.
Can it be weighed on the boat or does it need to be weighed on land?
Has to be weighed on land. It can't be mutilated in any way. Mm-hmm. There have been examples where a guy would gut a fish on the way in and then realize that it was bigger than the previous record. But no, it was
already gutted, yeah.
It's mutilated.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, bit by a shark or mutilated done by you. It's
whatever.
It's, yeah.
You lay your rod in the rail, it's disqualified.
Yeah, that is the rule. But, you know, now, you know, the rules were made when guys were sitting in a chair,
right.
You know, with maybe a harness on. But not only do we use the rail now when we go tuna fishing, but you sell rods that are rail rods.
Made that way, yeah.
But they're still disqualified.
As of now.
You think that'll ever change?
I don't think so, but I think it should be they reevaluate things as new tackle comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most recent one I saw was for assist hooks.
Uh-huh.
You know, assist hooks, if you fish with a flat fall or a cold snapper, they have, you know what I'm talking about. And the other thing they recently evaluated was backing on the reels. Because originally the line went all the way down to the spool, but now most of us use braid backing.
Correct.
And what you have to do now is starting from the hook, the leader, double line if you use it, and then 5 meters of line. And what they test is the 5 meters of line.
Okay.
Which is good because a lot of big tuna records weren't able to be... correct me if I'm wrong, line can only test at 130 pounds. Right, that's the highest your line could test.
Yes.
And what got us back in the day is, you know, Spectra tests heavy and super common to use 130-pound backing, mm-hmm. which...
Or even 200.
Yeah, sure, which breaks, you know, at 140 or 150 or 160. And in the day, having that line on the reel disqualified the record. Even if you had 80-pound line attached to your 130-pound backing, it could potentially disqualify the record. What Bob's talking about is they made a change in that. that so that the backing is no longer what, you know, because the strength is what's in the water. You know, you don't get any advantage of having 140 pound on the back if you have 80 pound on the front. So they made an adjustment to the rules so that now, you know, you're judged on that 80 pound, no longer on the 130
back. On the 130, okay.
I also want to say that new line always overtests. You know, if you buy 20 pound line on the package, it says 20 pound, but it'll probably break at 26 or 28 pounds.
Yeah, you're held by the breaking strength, not the labeled strength.
Unless
right?
you buy IGFIA right. certified yeah. line, which is that still available?
It is, and Seaguard Premier claims to be IGFA rated.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you're chasing records like Bob, you should probably test it on your own to make sure, but at least I know it was, and I don't know that it still is because I haven't looked in a while, but I know it was always labeled as IGFA rated breaking strength on a Seaguard Premier. Premier spool.
Record holder?
I was a junior world record holder.
Junior world record.
Yeah.
For what?
Calico bass and yellowtail.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've been eclipsed.
They have since been taken out by an even more worthy junior angler.
Okay.
Yeah.
The junior yellowtail record is now 73 pounds.
Yeah. What? California yellowtail?
California.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Wow. Where was that caught, do you know?
Yes, Guadalupe Island.
Ooh,
Guadalupe.
No way.
Oh, that's 73.
73. For a junior.
That's amazing.
For a junior. What's the senior? What's the California Yellowtail record for the Open?
You know, I just looked this up last night, and to my amazement, it's 109 pounds, but caught in Japan.
Right.
Caught in Japan.
But they're still calling it a California Yellowtail.
Yes, and the biggest one caught here, also at Guadalupe, was 90 pounds.
93, right?
93. Mm-hmm. I think it was a deckhand fishing at night at Guadalupe.
Wow. Those are big yellowtail.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, for sure.
We have a really cool one in the shop that I will just tell the real quick story of that was the previous record at 88 pounds, and it was caught by, this was years ago, and it was caught by an angler who caught the fish, and then days later on the trip, he was in his, you know, advanced state and passed away on the boat, and and his family submitted the record for him afterwards, and so he was the world record holder for a lot of years with an 88 pound
yeah. yellowtail.
Yeah,
wow, good way to go out.
No doubt,
yeah.
Man.
World record holder. Yeah. Good morning, Pamela Benson.
Hey, Pam. Good morning.
Yeah. So let's talk about Rancho Leonero. Of course, you are the lovely voice you hear when you dial that 800-646-2252. 800-646 Baja at Rancho Leonero, and so what's happening at Rancho Leonero?
Well, we are just about to wrap up our season. We close seasonally December 1st,
okay.
And we reopen March 1st.
Wow!
But we had a pretty decent year in light of everything that
all the
happened.
Stuff that went on. Yeah.
And it was nice to get down there in October and do the Let's Talk Hookup tournament with
so
all the
fun.
Great teams we had, and looking forward to next year.
Yeah, next year is going to be really fun.
No doubt.
And really good. What
are the dates of next year's tournament?
June 5th through the 9th.
And thanks to Youssef and his group over at Cutwater Spirits, who Youssef is going to participate in the tournament, by the way, too. They've donated $5,000 toward the tournament, which we're going to give away in cash, prizes,
mm-hmm.
T-shirts, trophies, all kinds of stuff. So
it's going to be great.
Yeah. So, but the there's good news and bad news. The good news is it's a popular tournament. The bad news is there are not that many rooms left.
No,
so you better
about
jump on.
There's nine rooms left as
nine
of yesterday.
Rooms.
Or yes, yesterday.
Okay.
So
yeah.
you have to call
So you
me
better
tomorrow.
Get on it. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get
it's going to go quick.
Because it's going to be, and that's such a great time. What do you like about June?
The weather, the fishing is great.
Yeah.
I'm not a great fisherman, but I'm
you're
pretty,
pretty
good
darn good
fisherman.
You have the world record, potential world record golf tag.
Gaff tops pompano.
Gaff top sail pompano.
Gaff top sail pompano.
I love that.
But you have to turn it in within 90 days.
And yeah.
Yeah, I'm too.
Just gonna go get
that,
another one.
So.
Yeah, no big.
We'll just
yeah.
have to.
She'll get another
that.
World record.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Get a barred pargo. That.
I'm pretty
you're
good at
still
that.
Within
yeah,
90
you're
days.
Very good at that.
Pargo Pam.
Pargo Pam. Yeah. But there's I know you guys always you and Phil love fishing inshore, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Coolest part about fishing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's so much. I mean, everybody always chases the tuna and the marlin and the Dorado and stuff, but there's a lot of great inshore fishing around.
Yeah,
there.
And it's a lot. It's a very interactive type of fishing. I like to hold my pole and feel the bite, and I like the food.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the food. The food at Rancho Leonero is just amazing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean, John and his group do such a great job.
Oh, the staff is awesome. They've been with us for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
And just about as long as I've been going down there.
Yeah, yeah, and fun. So what kind of questions, I'm always curious, what kind of questions you get the phone from Rancho Leonero when people call in and they don't really know a lot about Rancho Leonero? What are some of the most popular questions that you answer?
Well, if someone's looking for a specific species, you know, would I come in the spring or would I come in the summer? That kind of question, or...
Do people always ask what the best time of the year to come is?
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you say?
June and October.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, really any time is a good time.
Yeah.
You know, I always say go when you can and leave when you have to, because if you're spending the money on airfare and the transfers, stay as long as you can.
Yes.
And enjoy the other things you can do down there, like... kayaking or surf fishing or ATVs or, you know, it's a great fly fishing destination.
Yeah. Beach fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
snorkeling.
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 Fantastic.
Yep.
Scuba diving.
Hanging
unbelievable.
Out, doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my
horseback
favorite thing
riding.
To do there.
Yeah. Cocktails on the at the bar at
yep.
Rancho Leonero. I mean, it's
Those
all good, right?
Mango margaritas are pretty good.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. But Bob, what's your go ahead.
I just want to say something about the fishing. One year, Carol and I we fished for 3 days. We caught 10 marlin and 2 sailfish, and out of 20 boats, we came in fourth.
Wow.
Yeah, with
yeah,
that score, you came in fourth.
And that was in June.
Yeah, in June. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That
See,
was during...
I don't remember how many billfish we caught, but the ones we caught were all striped marlin, but there's a couple of blues in there, too.
Yeah. Now, you, Bob, of course, and Pamela are the tournament directors. Bob is the tournament director, and Pam is the lovely assistant
co-director.
I'm happy to let her take it over.
Yeah.
No,
Bob.
Yeah,
no.
You don't. It's an odd position where you don't have the, you know, you don't get to, yeah, you don't,
yeah.
You
know,
you're forced on you.
Yeah.
But you're the best there's ever been, and so can't be replaced.
Do I still get the same salary?
Yeah. But one of the cool things about our tournament is it's all designed about fun.
Yes.
We don't want anybody to get too serious, and even though we have a lot more cash available this time, we still have the rule. It's like you get too serious, you're out.
Yeah.
So
disqualified
yeah.
for not having enough fun.
We don't use IGFA rules, do we?
No.
We look people
jungle rules.
not exactly, but I mean we do have only twice have I ever disqualified somebody,
and that was for.
A guy weighed his fish at a different landing.
Oh yeah, no, that doesn't count.
You have to use our scale.
Yeah.
And the other one was, you know, we have a cutoff at 5 p.m.
Right.
And a boat came in late.
And that's pretty standard.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So you're not too cruel.
No,
those are yeah.
And that's in 18 years.
Yeah. So still,
those are your two in 18 years.
But this is going to be our 25th. Annual.
That's so cool.
25th annual tournament, which is really pretty exciting there. I don't know what you call that, the silver anniversary or something like that? Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we'll have to get trophies in silver.
That's
silver
cool.
Plates or something like that. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot of knowledge here between Dr. Blum and Pamela.
You're not kidding. There's so much to cover, too. I mean, one of my most favorite places in the whole world, and so much fishing knowledge and great talk about the ranch and IGFA. It's going to be a great time today. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we going to be talking fun, talking fishing, talking the ranch, we are also giving away a great prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get a chance to fish with Captain Taro and an Evil and just get in on all the great fun there on the Liberty. A full-day trip going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And if you don't want to hang on or you'd like to text us a question, you got that option too. Send a text to the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's super easy to use, and we we really enjoy reading all those texts. We get so many great ones. We're not always able to read all of them on the air, but we really have fun with those too. So shoot us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app or give us a call, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. That didn't take long. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid, but we've got a ton of time to get your calls in. Give us a call at 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Yesterday was Small Business Saturday, a kind of small business weekend and supporting small businesses out there. And I just want to give a shout out to a small business that I use every week, and that's a beach community acupuncture. And with the pandemic thing, they've had to cut back way back on the number of people that go in and have acupuncture, and you know, people are kind of still a little intimidated with the whole thing. So I can't encourage you enough to go try Mary and Nicole over there. I go every week. I have horrible arthritis in my hands. It really messes you up when you're reeling and stuff like that, and then shoulder pain, neck pain. I'm telling you, acupuncture is unbelievable.
That's awesome.
It gets the blood flowing. They charge $40 a session. You sit in a very comfortable lounge chair, and you just put your headphones on, and you just kind of take it easy for 50 minutes. And the needles are totally painless. They don't hurt at all. But I'm just telling you, it's been a miracle thing for me.
Yeah,
and I know
cool.
A lot of people believe in acupuncture, but it can be expensive sometimes. But the beach community acupuncture people are it's very affordable. $40 each time.
That's right.
You go in there, and in fact, during the pandemic, they closed, and I didn't go for like 2 months.
Right.
I was in incredible pain. Nothing I did help.
No kidding.
When I went back to them, went away instantly. Cool. So that's pretty
yeah,
good
that's
proof.
Cool.
That's pretty good proof that it works, right, Dr. Blum?
Absolutely. Yeah, we didn't learn that kind of stuff in medical school, but it's been around for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And there's something to it. It works.
Yeah, it does. So if you want affordable,
like
great place to go, small business, support them, Beach Community Acupuncture, they're in Point Loma. They're right on Rosecrans Street, right there. If you know where Donna Jenkins is, where they do the yacht docks, they're right next to that. But it's on Rosecrans Street. It's called Beach Community Acupuncture. Just go online, make an appointment. You won't be sorry.
Yeah,
if you have pains and aches like I do, you know that happens when you get old, right, Bob?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You're like a superhuman, right? You're like a superhuman. Anyway, support your small businesses this weekend.
I like
sure.
that. That's right.
No doubt about it.
Well, I was going to say, the phone lines are packed up, man. Everybody's excited to talk to these guys. So why don't we jump right into it and start it off with Dave, who's calling us from Poway this morning. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us here and Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, folks. Good to talk with you.
Hey, Dave.
You too, Dave.
Janelle and I are going to again join you for that spring trip, the tournament, and tell you how that came about. So this week I was working, and I got a phone call, but the phone call didn't stick. It dropped, and I thought, well, that's a local number. It didn't seem like a robocall, so I dialed it back. And person on the other end of the phone said, well, this is Rancho Leonero. And I said, well, hi, Pam. And we ended up having a conversation. And she said she was just doing follow-up on people who had been there before. We were there in 2019. And by the time we got done visiting and by the time I confirmed schedule with Janelle, we are booked and we are excited about
cool.
it. So thank you, Pam.
Awesome, Dave.
That's great. That's
yeah, we
great.
Look yep. forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, and you've been before, and in fact, now Pam, didn't they win the tournament?
I don't know. Did you, Dave?
We had a Pargo that won jackpot.
Right.
And Bob
right.
was telling me that it was quite a nice Pargo. It weighed 20.2 pounds.
Woo!
And so
close to a record.
That won a portion of the jackpot for that species. I don't remember the exact details, but. Yeah, so who knows with with the sponsor from Cutwater, who knows? Maybe there'll be some of that action for us this year too. So we'll see.
Let's hope so. Yeah, well, it's going to be great to have you. And I might add, too, Ricky turned me on to this yesterday. Alaska Airlines is having an amazing sale this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of different destinations. And it might behoove you to look into airfare if you want to fly. You know, there's of course, you're in Poway. There's a lot of ways to fly out of LAX, out of San Diego, and out of CBX. But if you want to fly out of LAX or CBX or San Diego on Alaska Airlines, the deals
there's
might
some
be.
Great fares
there's
for Black
some great
Friday
fares
weekend.
Right now.
And it goes through. It ends tonight, I believe. Is that right?
On the 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, which would be tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So check those out. I've been encouraging people to take a look at your airfares because it's definitely cheaper than it has been for sure. Hey, Dave, we'll look forward to having you down at Rancho Leonero. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right.
Well, I got a great text
please.
Because this is a follow up to what Dave's talking about.
It.
You know, we're praising Pamela here. Let's keep going. So this is a text, and it came from Greg in Idaho. And thanks, Greg, for putting your name in there, too, on the text. My wife just signed us up for the Let's Talk Hookup Cutwater Spirits Fishing Tournament at Rancho Leonero. It's our first time at the ranch and our first fishing tournament. Thanks to Pamela for the friendly customer service and spending lots of time with us over the phone. Going over the details. Two questions. What type of fish count in the tourney and if I brought a three or four rods and reels, what line class and action should they be? Some good
questions
there.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
I can tell you that I used to bring my own tackle, and the tackle they had, they was better than what I had.
Yeah.
I had good gear, and they had better. They had accurate reels, and I just stopped bringing my own stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing I bring on my own, I bring a fly rod.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you can. What I a lot of times do is bring my own reels because I know what line is on the reels, and then I'll use their rods. That way, you don't have to bring a rod to.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, which is a nice deal. But what about the
eligible
qualifying
species,
fish?
Yeah.
Pamela?
Okay, well, we have... You go.
Okay, so basically it's a point per pound on edibles, with the exception of Wahoo being 2 points per pound. And then marlin, 25 points released. Sailfish, 20 points released. And roosterfish, 20 points released. But if they're dead, they don't count.
They don't count, yeah.
And roosterfish has to be over...
20 pounds?
So if you get your rooster over 20 pounds, it's worth 20 points.
It's worth, yeah. So tuna, basically any game,
any
fish, pargo, pompano,
does
pompano
fish.
Count?
Yes.
Pompano,
Dorado.
Triggerfish count too?
Yep, they
okay.
do.
All right.
It's good ceviche, man. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
And then it's all based on a point system.
Yes.
And then
so all the fish are weighed,
yeah.
and then
we'll have largest prizes for the biggest fish too. So.
We do only weigh five of any one species.
Any one species.
So
yeah.
if you, I mean,
you catch 10 tuna on the boat,
right?
You
the
only
five heavy,
the five
the
biggest
five
ones.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Get your points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about fun. It's all about just having a good time at a beautiful place called Rancho Leonero. And look who's on the line, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello, Pamela. Hi. Bob.
Hi, John.
Your ears must be burning. We're talking about you.
Talking the ranch.
Yeah. Well, it's actually been we've had a pretty good week this past week. We lost a couple days to the wind. Pretty typical for this time of year, but gosh, we've had good fishing. Water temp's holding about 80 degrees, which is good water for the fishing for sure. And the big news this past week is Dorado, you guys. A lot of limits for Dorado for literally all anglers. And I'd say the average fish is about 10 pounds. We had a couple big bulls in the 55 pound range. And they're right out in front. Geez, they're about 3 miles off the beach, right in front of the hotel, in front of La Rivera there. They're trolling hoochies and then using sardine. We've got loads and loads of sardine. I mean, the sardine these guys are making, the bait guys, it's amazing. Loads and loads of it. So a lot of chumming going on. Once you get that hook up on the hoochies, you know, you start chumming and leave the fish in the water, and they're coming up, big schools.
Beautiful.
And I'd say, again, the average fish is about 10 pounds. Nice fish. Limits for all anglers, literally. And then the yellowfin, gosh, the yellowfin's down on the Pomo boundary there, Rincon, and soaking, drift fishing with the live sardine. A lot of chumming again, chum, chum, chum. And then fish are coming up, breezing all around the boats. And yellowfin, 200 pounds, a lot of 60, 70, 80 pounders being taken.
Wow, jeez. Nice.
Yeah, nice fish. Perfect. Backbreakers. Backbreaker.
Yeah.
I don't know. My back's killing me.
Need some acupuncture.
I need the acupuncture, right? I'm going to go to Point Loma here.
Yeah.
So I'd say the average yellowfin's about 30 pounds. Real, real nice yellowfin fishing. A lot of billfish outside as well. Troll Ballyho working for them. And they're off of La Rivera, off the drop-offs off there. A lot of sailfish up. And mixed with striped marlin. Real, real good bill fishing as well. Not much pressure. People are going for the game fish, of course, the meat. And roosters inside, you know. Not much bottom fishing this week. Everybody's keeping busy. You know, we're sending out two or three boats a day and kind of winding down for our season right now. But not many people going after the bottom fish. I know you guys are talking about the pargo and everything. And, you know, that's really kind of the hidden secret of the ranch is if the pelagics aren't going on outside, you can always come in inside and fish the bottom and pick up pompano, pargo, cabrilla, nice big amberjack. The bottom always produces. It really, really does. So you never get skunk. You can always fall back on the bottom fishing when the pelagics aren't going on. That's for sure.
No question. Well, you know, Pam talked about it. There's just a few rooms left for our tournament, but there's plenty of space left. Now, the ranch is going to close December 1st and open back up on March 1st, right?
That's correct, yeah.
But there's plenty of space left.
Open. Yeah, we keep rooms open. We close the kitchen. We've got five rooms open up top. So if somebody's in the area and they want to stop by, we got a room for you. And we serve food out of the bar. We've got a bar menu. But we're not running full speed. So, but we are around. So if anybody's down in the area, come visit.
If you want to hang out at the ranch and be a nice, quiet little scene there. Well, hey, if somebody wants to book a trip, I know going to be very, very, very popular next year because people want to get to the ranch. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Yeah, Pete, yeah. Well, with this Cutwater and the sponsorship and all that, I told Pamela early in the week last week to be sure and call all of our regulars and let them know that they, if they want to come, they better book up because it's certainly going to fill up.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that the only people that can participate in the tournament are the people that are staying at the ranch. If you're staying at another hotel, another house or whatever, you're not eligible. It's the people that are staying at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, and keep in mind that there's no fee to enter the tournament at all. You know, it's a free entry and all that. So pretty good deal, especially when you consider all the prizes and money. Don't forget a free trip to the ranch on top of the $5,000 in cash and prizes.
Heck yeah.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
For sure. So how do we get a hold of you, John?
800-646-2252-646 Baja.
And you talk to the lovely Pamela Benson.
Yeah, you lucky guys.
There you go. All right, John, thanks, we miss you up here, and thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will.
All right, John.
Very good.
You guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phone. They are packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. What a morning, huh? Beautiful out.
Gorgeous.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I was on the water yesterday with my family catching some sand bass and calico out of here.
Nice.
And the wind kind of scared everybody away. We had a super light load. Really, really great day. But, you know, the ranch just sounds so safe and fun. It's almost like, why would you go somewhere else? All the testimonies.
Right.
Been going there 25 years. It's like, wow. If you have any doubts about safety, they're thrown to the wind with you guys down there. But the question that I got is the IGF stuff. How many wine classes do they allow you? Because they have male and female classes, right?
For the yes, record. They do. And, yeah,
and how many wines can they allow? Like, you know, 12, 15, 20-pound tests?
It actually goes down to 2-pound tests, 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 16, 20. But not for every species. Like what? Like you can't. You can go up to 130, but I mean they used to allow you. You could catch a 5-pound bonita on a 130-pound test and turn it in, but they don't allow that anymore. But it's actually amazing what people have caught. The most amazing thing I ever saw in there was a guy caught a 543-pound Atlantic blue marlin on 4-pound test.
Wow.
Crazy.
And even more crazy than that was a 351-pound Mako shark on 2-pound test.
Oh, my.
And the guy the next year went back and caught a 340-pound Mako on 4-pound test.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
How do they set the hook?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the hardest part, I'm sure. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You obviously can't.
A good circle hook.
Yeah.
I mean, I've broken 2-pound tests just casting when it hits a snag. And,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good cast. Then you realize the line broke.
Yeah. And really good cast.
With those really light line, I think is it less than 20-pound or less than 30-pound? I don't recall that your double line length and your leader length has to be shorter than the heavier one. So you can't fish 4-pound and use a 50-foot leader and just say, okay, well, you know, I have to, you know.
Originally you could, but now the combination of double line and leader for under 20 pounds is 20 feet, and for over that is 40 feet.
So 20 feet is the total, and is that right that it can be no more than 15 feet of one or the other?
Yeah,
is that right?
15 feet a leader, 5 feet of a double line. We don't seem to use much double line here. It's a, in the East, they go much more for the region.
Much more. So, Bob, let me ask you this. Does it matter what platform you, whether you catch it from a boat, a kayak, a float tube, from shore?
Sure.
Does it matter? It's all the same?
It's all the same, except for weighing. The fish has to be weighed on solid land.
Yeah.
You can
be
up to your neck in the water as long as your feet are on the ground.
it just brings to mind, you know, our good friend Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing caught 108.9-pound, I believe it's a broomtail grouper,
broomtail,
right?
I believe.
Yeah, broomtail grouper. World record from a Hobie kayak. So that was quite something. But that's like a standalone record, whether it was from a boat or a kayak.
Yes.
Quite an achievement, though.
Absolutely. It's not an IGFA record, but still quite a record. You know?
It's not an IGFA record.
It is an IGFA record.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, it doesn't matter that it was caught from a kayak.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
But I think it's far more of an achievement to do it. I mean, how do you land it?
Get towed around a lot.
Very carefully.
Very good sleigh ride on that kayak.
No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone down there in San Diego, and thanks for picking up my line. I belong to a Turner's Rod and Reel Club up here in the Pasadena area, and we have an ongoing club's largest fish tournament or category going on, fresh and salt water. And about 20 years ago up in the Sierras, I got this huge golden trout, so I entered it. It was only like 6 inches long, but it was still a club tournament record. So what is the smallest IGF fish ever qualified for a record?
They have to weigh a pound.
So that's a qualification across the board?
Yes.
It's got to be one. So probably just over a pound, I would guess.
Yes.
That's cool, Mike. Well, congrats on your golden. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a fish.
Really good.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing.
Yeah, indeed. We're waiting for our catch reporters to call in. While we're waiting, though, you had a great text, right?
Yeah, I thought this was a fun one. So this was a question for Pam. This is wanting to know, how do you fish for the big pargo and what tackle do you like to use?
Well, you want me to give my secrets away?
Yeah. Come on, Pam. Give it up.
So Pardo I've been Pam. Fishing with Santos for about 20 years, and it was his secret to catch Bonita.
Talk
or
into that mic now.
Skipjack.
There you go.
Bloody type fish, and you cut it up and put the bigger the chunk, the bigger the fish.
Okay.
So a chunk?
Just chunk bait at the bottom and drift fish and hold your pole, feel the bite. Because
you fish it in gear?
In gear,
like the line's not just coming off. You click the lever forward.
Are you fishing in free spool?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you want to let them bite and then
eat it a little bit.
Swallow it and then reel. And reel.
Reel.
Because some of the pargos will rock themselves if you're in the rocks, or they'll just be in the shallows and then you just kind of turn the motor off and you go with the tide and mm-hmm. you drift float.
So basically chunk skipjack is key.
Yes.
Okay. Very
just
good.
Just any type stinky, of dark meat.
Stinky, bloody.
Skipjack, bonita, mm-hmm. whatever.
Okay.
Cool. I like it.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out
there. Sounds good, man. It's time for the catch for today. Hey, focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using TerraFin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. With TerraFin Mobile, you can download your water charts and take them with you on your mobile device. TerraFin is a professional choice for accurate information. Check TerraFin.com. Also works fantastic down at the East Cape. If you're going to Rancho Leonero, download the TerraFin chart. You can pop in the morning before you go. Download the latest water chart, and you'll know how far offshore that hot water is. If you want to go offshore for tuna or marlin to show you the breaks, it is such a great tool for such a low, low price.
And the TerraFin charts are so detailed. They're the best.
They are, and they're so easy to use, too. It's what we have one at the landing every single night, and every captain always checking those things before they go. Nothing like TerraFin for sure. Hey, let's jump into the catch report, find out what's biting up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Doing great.
Good stuff, man. Junior world record holder, huh? You just couldn't keep it rolling?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just forever hopeful. I'm hoping to unseed the Cortez Sea Chub record holder one day. Like that's where I'm trying to focus. You know, I want to
be the new goal. I love it.
Yeah,
Elias Rock.
Okay, giving up the hot spot.
Well, perfect. Hey, our week up here, you know, just kind of status quo. I'll tell you, our half day fishing, with the water temperature kind of being all over the place. One day it's kind of in the high 50s, another day it's in like the low 60s, 61, 62, kind of like that. It's been all over the place, especially with some of that wind. Everything's been on the sinkers. The Carolina rigs, the reverse dropper loops, has been catching the majority of our fish. Some guys slow rolling the rubber lures across the bottom. If that's a nice sculpin and some sand bass on those half-day trips. But majority of that fish on the half-day has been on the bottom. We do have a lot of our regular customers like targeting those sheephead, so they're bringing the exotic baits like the clam, the mussels, stuff like that, and have been doing pretty darn good with that, the shrimp, that kind of stuff. Some real nice sheephead in the mix as well. Stretching it out to our three-quarter day stuff, again, with that cooler water, we've been relegated to fishing the bottom, and it's been very good. You know, we've been sending our anglers some with nice fillet bags full of fillets. Real good mixed rockfish, the reds. We haven't seen a whole lot of that bocaccio. That stuff's been moving around a lot. The last couple of weeks, you know, you've heard me talking about the amount of bait that's been in the area there. That fish has been all over that bait, so it's been moving in and out with that bait. So primarily good scores on the reds, some real good days on the sculpin as well. You know, you can go home with your, you know, 5 or 10 reds and some sculpin on top of it. You're doing pretty good. So we've kind of been targeting that, and it's been, you know, it hasn't disappointed. So, again, the Cold Sniper jigs, I mean, I sound like a broken record day in and day out, but let me tell you, those things are very productive, and it gives you the flexibility of, you know, casting out away from the boat, working it across the bottom, or even, you know, just trying different parts of the boat too. You know, you're not just posted up with a you know, a live sardine on a 10-ounce torpedo sinker at the bottom. So those have been fishing really good, too. No real movement on our halibut derby. You know, we're hopeful to see some of that going. Again, with all the bait in and around, it's just been a matter of getting to the right zones and making it happen. So we're fingers crossed we see some movement on that. And then finally here, I'll tell you, today we'll end the best sale that we have on our half-day and three-quarter-day tickets. We're running it's 40% off. If guys want to hop online to our website, they can buy up to 10 half-day or up to 10 three-quarter-day trips to come out this at a future date. So it's not good, obviously, on the same day, right? You can't jump on and buy it and come out today, but it's for future trips. And then, again, like I mentioned last week, too, we're going to have that two-for-one deal in December. Two full fare adults, bring a free kid fishing, so we're looking forward to that. Certainly, that's a fun time of year. We see lots of new faces and kids on the boat as well. So
that's cool. So that's all of December?
That's all of December. So starting the first, you buy two tickets. Yep, you'll get that free one. And then again, that 40% off will end today. So if you go on our website, you click on the gift certificate section, you can find that 40% off. Or if you went to our Instagram page, for example, you can click on the link there, and that'll take you right to the booking, and you can do that online too.
Perfect. Right on, Willie. Great report. Sure appreciate that, as always. Glad to hear the fishing's still hanging tough, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Willie.
All right. While we wait for Gundy Gunnarsson, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
That sounds great. Let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was just wondering, if you submit a world record fish, how long does it take before you get the results back, if it's considered a record or not?
Usually takes about 3 months. They process several hundred a year, and the process is pretty involved. They test the line. Then the application is reviewed by three independent people, and finally, about 70% of the applications are approved.
And 70%?
Yeah, about something like that. And the most common reason for it not to be approved is line over tests, lack of a certified scale, improperly identified, or somebody else caught one that was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
While we're on the lines of that, another good text came through from our buddy Tommy P., and he says, can the good doctor identify any freshwater species that might make an attainable record? Like, if a guy really wanted to get his name in the record books and was a freshwater fisherman, you got any suggestions on a fish that he might chase that's more obtainable than another? A lot of thinking going into this.
Yeah.
One,
yeah. Cortez sea chub, do they swim in freshwater?
No. Tommy, you're going to have to look in the book.
I would think that largemouth bass, forget about it. Smallmouth bass, forget about it. Rainbow trout, forget about it.
I just saw, just yesterday, I was looking on the website, and a guy was chasing the 8-pound tippet smallmouth bass. And it took him all summer, but he got it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so there are some records attainable.
I mean, the kicker is to just go in. If you really want to get your name in the book, go to a lesser desired species. Try and try and figure out how to catch a bullhead or a
panfish or something.
Yeah. I mean, like look for your way lesser things. You know the
yeah, or maybe different pound tests too. There may be records
big American shad and things like that.
You could go out here and catch a lizard fish.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Yeah, nobody wants that. Not even Tommy P. could be a record holder for a lizard. Yeah,
believe it or not, there's a record for a goldfish. Not only one record, but three.
Really?
What I pictured is some guy going to an ornamental koi pond.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, man. I got my eye on some lunkers, boy.
Yeah, there's some big ones there, yeah.
That was some spots.
But somebody actually did that.
That's funny.
Who would want to do that? Somebody does.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue our catch report with the surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunnarsson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I got a species, out on Lake Havasu there. They've broken the world records for red ear probably twice in the last 5 years, I want to say, but 5-pound, 11-ounce fish or something like that. I think it might be a function of the quagga mussel they have out there now, and these red ear are just, especially in the backwaters just north of the lake, and It is not uncommon to get a 4 or 5-pound fish there, so that's a fresh
five
that's
pounder. A big perch, amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bluegill. Think about a bluegill, but a 5-pounder, yeah. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
They have it mounted in the little tackle shop, Bass Tackle there in Havasu. And if you have a chance, drop in there and look at that big beast. It's amazing.
It's really cool, Gundy.
It's pretty amazing. Wild.
You know, we had a water temperature jump and everything was kind of in shock last week, but things have stabilized. And in the cool water, we're seeing, as we spoke about, you know, the barred perch really coming to bear right now, and they're really finding some of the better quality fish on those northern beaches. And believe it or not, some bonita survived and popped up off King Harbor and then inside L.A. Harbor. So cooler water, but lots of bait, so I think the bait's holding them. North County Lagoons also kicked out a few halibut. So hook, line, sinker will start up there, reported good perch fishing, several beaches. Most of the fish have been ranging from half to 1 pound, with a few kickers approaching that 2-pound mark. Lugworms, gulp sandworms have been the top baits. Goleta, Carpinteria, Silver Strand, some of the better beaches. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby on Saturday. A dandy 1-pound, 15-ounce barred perch took top honors there. They also had a 1-pound, 14-ounce fish. Both of those fish were taken on Go Shrimp, and then they had another 1-pound, 11.5-ounce fish taken on a Flash Minnow. So those better perch starting to show a little more up there. Oxnard, Ventura Beaches is where the guys said they fished. Big fish reported bonita popped up inside L.A. Harbor. Again, the water's cooler, but the bay waters are just jugged with small anchovies and sardines, so I think that's keeping the fish there. Splasher and feather rigs, spoons getting bites. A few fish over that 5-pound mark, so that's kind of interesting. Good fishing on smaller barred perch off Bolsa Chica, Huntington. Hogan's reported good perch fishing off South Laguna, Strand, Salt Creek. Grub bites been really good there. Motor Oil, Clear Red, Flake working good. Pacific Coast reported more good halibut catches in the lagoons and at the lagoon mouth. The bait bite continues to be the best, with cut anchovy or sardine and live smelt getting the bites. One angler took a 30-inch fish on a trap-rigged whole-frozen anchovy, and that's a good tactic to kind of keep the smaller fish off and see if you get a shot at a better one. Cooler water means the fish aren't as aggressive, not, you know, prone to bite the lures as much, but the bait bite can really shine this time of year. So, you know, with the bait are the halibut, so it's worth giving it a try. So, not a bad report. You know, we'll take it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Especially good for the time of year that we're in, we'll take that anytime.
Almost December. Oh, yeah. Full surf. Indeed. Bob, you had some world records you wanted to talk about.
No, I just looked up the world record for a red ear sunfish. It was a 5-pound, 12 ounces caught in Lake Havasu.
That's it.
There you go.
Like you said.
Just like you said.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's knocking on the door of a 6-pounder. Can you believe that?
That's a big one.
That's crazy.
I won't even fit in the pan. Yeah. Can't even call that a pan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it, guys. Great show. Really enjoyed it.
Great job, Gundy Gunnison, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
See you, bro. Hey, I want to remind you, Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, they've been the go-to hook this entire season. From that Gamakatsu Nautilus Lite, the Standard Nautilus, or the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, all of them have got you covered. Pick the right size, ringed or non-ringed, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores, and when we come back, we're going to be continuing your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening Anchorage and Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.